In honesty, there is profit. If you want more money, be honest. That's our topic for today on the Financial Momentum Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast. I'm Paul Airy. And in honesty, there is profit. So what do I mean by that? Well, there is this temptation floating around out there. If you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, especially if you have a service-oriented business, the temptation is, and it sooner or later, it's going to show itself to you. You're always going to see this, but talking about unreported income opportunities. In other words, if you take cash payments in your business from your customers, and then you don't keep a record of it, you don't keep it, you don't enter it into your books, that's what we're talking about. Now, I could go on and on and on about ethics and, you know, whether or not that's ethical to do. And then there's, of course, the moral and ethical aspects of the government trying to take as much of your money away as they can in taxes. But, you know, that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about keeping accurate books. Now, I hate bookkeeping, hate it with a passion. I would do almost anything to not have to do bookkeeping for my business. I am a big believer in hiring bookkeepers. But here's the big but. There is one. Do you ever plan on retiring from your business? Do you want to have an exit strategy? That's where the problem comes in. It's a lot of business owners do this. A lot of them take cash payments. Whether or not you report that is between you and the IRS. But if you take cash payments, let's just say you report every bit of it to the IRS, but you don't put it all on your books for some reason. It's easy to do that. It's easy to not put it in the books. It's easy to not report it, and not necessarily out of malicious intent. Maybe you just take that cash payment and you don't make the entry, because nowadays everything kind of gets automated. If you have QuickBooks or some other accounting software like that, you make a deposit, it goes directly, you connect your bank account to your bookkeeping software, and it goes directly into the, as an entry into your books, right? And as automated as that is, I still hate bookkeeping. So I'll still get someone else to do that. You know, it's easy to just stick that cash in your pocket and use it for something, you know, and although some cash payments are way too big to just stick in your pocket, but you know, they can add up over time. And here's how it becomes a problem when you want to sell your business. And a lot of business owners want to sell their business for some reason. You know, you might be ready to retire. Maybe your health has, maybe you have some health issue that came up. You can't work anymore, or you need the money out of your business to pay for it. Or, you know, I wrote in my newsletter article about this. Maybe you want to save your marriage. And what I meant by that was, some people just throw their entire lives into their business and ignore their marriage, and it suffers from it. And maybe you're just tired of it and you want to get out of it. And you know, some people start a business with the plan of selling it for a big profit someday. So, you know, you go get somebody that can help you sell the business, or people out there that sell businesses. I've sold businesses for people as a real estate broker, and I will again. If you have a business that owns its real estate that it occupies, I'll sell your business for you, along with the real estate. So here's where it's a problem. In commercial real estate, the value of a property is mostly based on how much income it generates. And that's true for a business too, because it makes sense if you think about it, which business to you looks more attractive? If you have a business that breaks even or loses money, or, you know, just makes a few thousand dollars, or you have a business that looks really healthy and makes $200,000 a year or $500,000 a year, which one's going to look more attractive to you if you're a buyer? Why would somebody not keep that record? Well, there are a lot of reasons, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that they're cheating on their taxes or anything. Because like I said, sometimes you just get a cash payment and it's easier to just stick it in your pocket or stick it in a safe or, a, you know, somewhere, petty cash maybe, I guess, and just not make a book entry. Of course, paying less in taxes is probably the biggest reason. I can think of better ways to pay less taxes than to do that, though. It also could be because you're just horribly disorganized, or you're a poor bookkeeper, or maybe you're a procrastinator and you put off all your books till the end of the year. And you know that by the time you get to the end of the year, you've forgotten all those cash payments. If you didn't keep some kind of written record along the way. So these last two are me, being a poor bookkeeper and being a procrastinator, but that's why somebody else does my books right now. Right now it's my wife, but you know, we really need a good bookkeeper, and they seem to be increasingly hard to find for some reason. The point is, if you don't make these entries into your books, regardless of what you report on your taxes, when you get around to updating your books, you're going to forget about them. You'll lose track of them. And I know what you're thinking. If I took the cash in the first place, why would I want a record of it? Why would I want to keep a record? Isn't that the whole point, is to not have a record? Well, the problem is when you go to sell your business. So, you know, when you do go to sell your business, you're going to need some things, some financial things. Now, what I'm going to tell you here is not a complete list of all of them, but these three things are very important, and they help determine the value of your business. You need a profit and loss statement, a balance sheet, and a clean, accurate set of books. And even if they don't match your tax returns, because, you know, not every business that gets sold is going to give up their tax returns to the buyer. Now, that's something I have learned, because the reason for that is many business owners are like me. They have other things in their tax returns. They may have more than one company. They may have one company that owns another company, or they may have other sources of income underneath the umbrella of their company, their corporate entity, and they're just selling off one part of it. And it's very difficult to separate it. And to be honest, the other stuff in their tax returns is nobody's business. If you're buying, if your company owns, say, five laundromats and you're selling one of them and they're all owned by the same company, why would you want to show them your tax returns for all five of them? And you can't really separate out one of them in your tax returns. That's just one example. So you need a good, accurate set of books. Now, if your cash transactions aren't included in those documents, the profit of your company is not going to be as large as it actually is. It's going to be smaller. It's going to look smaller. And the value of your business will be lowered. It'll be valued at a lower amount. So is it worth it? You got to decide this. If you could lose $1 million on the sale of your business just to save a few thousand dollars on your taxes every year, is it worth it to do that? And not to mention legal risk, but taxes aside, it's worth it to keep the accurate books because of that, because you might want to sell your business someday. So the bottom line is you have to be able to prove the income to get what the business is worth when you sell it. So imagine if you took $100,000 in cash payments every year. When you go to sell that business, you could drop $300,000, $400,000 off the value of your business just because of those $100,000 in cash payments. Now think about what that's going to save you in taxes if that's why you're doing that. Didn't save you that much in taxes. How many years would it take to save $300,000 in taxes if you did not record $100,000 in cash payments? Because what's your tax percentage out of that $100,000 going to be? It's not that much. It's not worth doing that. You've devalued your business. A good accountant could have probably found a better way to lower those taxes, and you have devalued the business. Here's a really sad thing. This happens on a much larger scale, and business owners, it could be through either poor bookkeeping practices or shady bookkeeping practices. It doesn't matter. They devalue their business by hundreds of thousands of dollars, and sometimes more, sometimes millions of dollars. It's hard to undo that. It might be impossible to undo that. A few years ago, I was helping another real estate agent. This is a good example. Helping another real estate agent selling a property that also included a business. So this guy that owned this property, he had little to no education. He was just a regular guy. I don't even think he had a high school education. And he just happened to own some land. I think he had about 80 acres, something like that. Happened to be in the right place. That land happened to be in the right place at the right time for him to use it in a business. And it was incredibly successful and life-changing. This was the kind of business that is life-changing. But he didn't have any experience keeping records, business records, bookkeeping, any of that stuff. Didn't know about hiring CPAs or bookkeepers. Plus, he was out in the middle of nowhere. It was kind of hard to find a CPA in a tiny little place like this. But, you know, he just didn't know out of ignorance. He didn't know. And it was so sad when he decided he wanted to sell that property. He took a 60% hit on his asking price because we told him he would have to take that much of a hit on his asking price because he didn't have any proof of the income he was making. So, you know, when something like that happens, all we can do is advise him, operate for another couple of years, bring us 2 years of good records and books, and then we'll do it again. We'll try and, you know, we'll reevaluate the business and reset the price, and then you can sell it for that much. So the moral of this story is keep good records. Be diligent in record keeping. Don't be afraid to hire experts, because most people who start a business are in this position. Most of us don't know how to do bookkeeping. We don't know how to, you know, nobody ever taught us that. They didn't teach us that in school, really. They taught us how to be employees in school. They taught us how to follow orders, and they taught us how to be a good employee. They didn't teach you how to be a business owner. So don't be afraid to hire experts. Don't be afraid to hire a bookkeeper and a CPA. They can save your life. They are life-saving people. So starting now, be honest. Be honest in your bookkeeping, and don't be a cheapskate about hiring somebody to do it for you. Just remember, in honesty, there is profit. You will actually increase your income, increase your sale price of your business, and make everybody happy if you're honest. So that's it for this time, and I'll see you next time on the Financial Momentum Podcast.